Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mars Falls intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
You look like a popsicle.
And you're vanilla ice cream.
You're both freezing. Increasing temp inside the buggy.
Thanks.
Sorry, I should have done that sooner.
It's fine, you got a lot on your mind. So, we're safe?
It doesn't seem like there's anything behind, or even in front of us. No, that can't be right.
Where's the light coming from?
Everywhere. It's so bright, I honestly can't see much of anything.
It's the same shade of orange I saw in the caves, streaming out of the walls.
But I don't see any glyphs.
Neither do I. But I'll never forget this color.
I did drive forward into the glowing rocks, but we're not on any of my maps.
We're officially off-grid.
Like when I disappeared off the sonar. We must be inside the light. See the music making ripples across the light? Those dark obsidian streaks against the orange? We're looking at the sound itself.
The sound tunnel.
Hey, if you tilt your head, the colors shift.
I can see all of it, like a dark rainbow.
There's so much depth to the light, almost like an advanced hologram.
Hologram. They said time and space itself could be viewed from different angles, like a hologram.
Faye lied.
Did she?
Yes. She manipulated us and lied to us because she needed us to believe in her reality.
What if we're still inside her reality?
No, can't be. She's gone and she can't hurt us anymore because we deleted her. Right, Andy?
Yes. Yes, we did.
I'm sorry. It's just hard to know what's real anymore.
I know. It's gonna be tough, but, you feeling okay?
Yeah, just a little tight.
Tight?
My chest, it feels compressed. And that noise.
The music.
No, it's something else.
I hear it too. It's getting louder.
Closer. I feel like I'm on a tilt-a-whirl.
I can't relate to that feeling.
Oh, no.
Oh. Are you sure the buggy will hold up to this?
I don't even know if we'll hold up to this.
I see the surface.
We're on the ground?
Yes.
But the light's dimming.
I'm losing my connection.
To the buggy?
To everything. I'm flipping away.
Stay with us, Andy.
It's pulling me in every direction.
Don't go.
I'm sorry. I can't help you anymore.
Okay.
I think so.
Oh no. Did you hear that?
Shadows.
Where are they? I don't see anything.
I can feel it. Get down!
Where'd it go?
I don't know.
I think it's above us.
I can kind of see it.
Wait, where is it?
There! That dark light! It moved!
It's tearing apart the buggy!
We need our suits!
We need a gun!
Look! It's on the engine!
Where?
It's moving! It's holding me! Can't shoot it!
But I can't see it! I can't even see you!
Oh, climb me! Climb me apart! Just shoot!
I don't want to hit you!
Shoot it!
You okay? Did I get it?
Yes. Stay down. Don't move. Don't raise them.
Shit. Did you speed? Is it gone? Jackie, you okay?
Everything just feels tight.
Just relax and breathe, okay? Okay, Jackie?
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Thank you.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Shadow flew through the front window.
The window?
Yeah, and that's not the only thing. Hey, not so fast.
Well, I need to seal the window.
I already did. Please, Jackie, sit down.
Well, what about the engine?
That thing wrenched it apart. Without power, I can't reconnect with Andy.
Andy, are you there?
I disabled the neural lace.
Why?
Because I already checked our suits and he's not there. And since the shadows show up every time we try to contact him, I'm not sending any messages out.
But he could be there somewhere.
Jackie, will you stop for a minute? I've got things under control.
Under control? I've got 20 hours of charge and is this right? It says it's negative 29 degrees?
Yeah. But with the window patched, we'll keep some heat in.
No, we'll freeze before morning.
Trust me. Tonight, we'll need to sleep in our suits, but when the storm breaks, we can recharge the panels after getting
the
engine.
Did you set them up?
The panels? No, there's a blizzard outside. I was trying to say they won't hold a charge with the engine down.
Then we need to fix the engine.
It's too damn cold. Luckily, some brake fluid froze over a large tear, so nothing's leaking anymore.
But you didn't patch it.
No, not yet.
We need to do it now.
Jackie,
come on, I want to help.
You can't help.
Yes, I can. Give me the tape.
No, I don't know why you won't believe me.
I believe you think we're all set, but if we don't fix the engine now, we won't have a consistent source of heat, and we will freeze to death.
So we should wait to open the door until we know we can fix it.
I know I can do it. Give me the tape.
We both almost died. Aren't you even a little tired?
I slept.
Being unconscious doesn't count.
Well, it does for me.
Stop pushing so hard.
Well, maybe you need to push harder. It's not like I can sleep with this cold anyway, so give me the damn tape.
Fine. Take it.
What the hell? Did you seriously just throw that at me?
Easiest decision I've made this soul.
If you think I'm gonna just sit here and let us die.
In case you forgot, we drove up a damn waterfall on the boat I built. We always find a way to survive, trust me.
We always found a way to survive because we had navigation and we didn't starve because we had resources. But now we're in the middle of nowhere. We have no Andy and no power and we're gonna freeze to death and it's all my fault.
Shit, hold on.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, and it's not your fault.
Yes, it is. I have the whole reason that we're in this mess, and I made you leave Sequoia to come on this stupid journey.
You didn't make me do anything.
But I didn't stop Faye or Kyla from trying to kill everyone. I appreciate you taking care of all the stuff, but I just wanted to fix this one thing.
I know, but there's nothing we can do right now except hole up here and get some rest.
Oh, I feel really weird, Chip.
Yeah, probably because we just teleported through some magic tunnel and then almost rocketed out the front fucking window of our buggy while a monster tried to eat our engine.
Yeah. That was pretty scary.
It was fucking terrifying. And I couldn't even see it.
The shadow. I could sort of see a cloud of amethyst and lavender blue with a splash of emerald.
Lavender? Like purple?
Sure.
There was this purplish cloud at Red Wolf and I ran through it.
Did it feel like your arms were being pulled out of their sockets?
No. I can't say I felt that.
What are they?
Aliens. Seriously, I don't know what else to say aside from they're aliens.
Well, I'm just glad it left after that one shot. Nice aim, by the way.
Had plenty of practice pecking and skyfing for bucks in my younger days. I don't know why, but it didn't attack us when we were lying on the floor. Everything just kind of went dark and it disappeared.
Like when Wei told me to hide in the caves.
Well, whatever happened, it worked. Wei's a smart cookie.
She is. Do you think she's still alive?
We came back, didn't we? Why not her or anyone else?
I hope we didn't leave them for the last time. I miss them. I miss her.
I know. Me too.
Going through that tunnel was like plunging into a golden river. I felt pulled through the light before Andy disappeared. Do you really think we teleported?
Hard to tell with the storm outside, but I don't remember it snowing when we drove into the swirling light inside the rocks.
It sounds ridiculous when you say it like that.
How else could I say it?
I wish we could ask Andy. Can't even imagine what it was like for him.
It didn't sound pleasant. I just hope we get him back.
We've lost him before, but he always comes back.
But this time is different. He completely disappeared, and with Faye gone, I don't know where he could be.
I'm assuming Faye. Never mind.
I know that time with her felt real, but trust me, it wasn't. Faye was so deep up her own processor that she believed her own lies were actually reality.
And it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
I suppose this has to be real, because I'm exhausted. I just wish we knew where Andy was.
Hey, at least we're still alive.
Yeah, thanks, Chip, for everything.
You're welcome.
I know it's weird without Andy here, but do you want to record a message for him?
That's not weird. I think not having him around's really putting me on edge.
You know, if I had to be stuck on this planet with somebody that wasn't Andy, I'm glad it's you.
Well, gee golly, second place!
Shut up!
Shall we?
Sure, worth a try.
Hey, Andy, it's Chip. You go.
Oh, and Jackie here. You're gone, I guess, and we don't know where we are.
If you do get this message, just know that on Sol 66, if this is Sol 66, Jackie and Chip were alive.
Are alive.
Right. Gotta have some hope we'll survive the rest of this Sol.
Good night, Andy.
Yeah. Good night, Andy.
Mars Falls, created and produced by Eric Saris, Sam Bowes-Miller, Dan Lovely, and Brian Goodhart. This episode featured Shannon Lovely as Jackie Orania, Sam Bowes-Miller as Chip Heddleston, and Dan Lovely as Andy. Written by Eric Saris and Dan Lovely. Directed by Eric Saris. Recording, dialogue edit, sound design, and final mix by Brian Goodhart and Owen Shearer. Music composed by Sam Bowes-Miller and Johann Sebastian Bach, and is performed by Sam Bowes-Miller. All tracks assembled by Sam Bowes-Miller. If you enjoy our show and wish to support our artists, you can do so by following the link in our episode description. Our Patreon will connect you with our Marsfall community, where you can access our complete series soundtrack, bonus miniseries, and exclusive gear for both your physical and digital lives. And if you're already a supporter of the show, thank you so much, as we wouldn't be here without you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, as we love hearing from all of you, and please consider leaving a rating and review so more listeners can find our colonists. Thanks again for listening. We sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.